This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. She keeps moving. I always hated that click, click, click at the beginning of that song.
Just drink the juice they give you. The Don and Mike Show.
So just when we were getting ready to go into the Kissing Cousins, we got the guy with the 23 thing on the phone.
Oh, he's back.
So let's go to Howard Campbell, who has the website called the number 23.net, because this is the whole Jim Carrey tie-in movie thing today. Hello, Howard.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that we were able to have our schedules work out. So you are not a fan of the number 23.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of the number 23. I just think that it's being irresponsibly represented and that the true dangers of the number 23 are not being given enough consideration.
There's one thing that jumped out at me. You say the flick, which opens this Friday, has hidden messages that could cause potential harm to viewers. Is that true?
Absolutely. I don't know if you've read any books like the Illuminatus trilogy by Robert Anton Wilson.
Oh, yes, twice.
Okay. And after reading that book, I was hospitalized, having had a break from reality. And if people begin investigating the number 23 without appropriate guidance and or supervision, they're likely to have unexpected events happening
Howard,
in their life.
Howard, excuse me, sir. What number do you get when you add 2 and 3 together?
5.
What is 5 minus 4?
1.
Is that the loneliest number?
Hey, all right. Numerology. You got a sense of humor. Are you saying if you watch the movie, you're going to go nuts?
I'm not saying that anything is absolute. I'm just suggesting that the number, while being an important number to many, is being irresponsibly bandied around by both sides, the extreme fundamentalists that are making all of these satanic claims.
Are you wearing a laboratory coat right now, sir? A white doctor's coat or a laboratory coat of any kind?
No, sir, I'm not.
But you say you've been hospitalized. So you were hospitalized for a psychotic episode?
After reading Robert Anton Wilson's, not his latest book called The Number 23, but the Illuminatus trilogy, which shows how the number 23 is the open symbol of the Illuminati.
What's the Illuminati?
The Illuminati
It's a great new car, Mike.
One more time?
From Audi.
It's the Audi Illuminati.
Exactly.
Now, the Illuminati is what, the Antichrist?
No, the Illuminati is an extension of the Knights Templar and a secret organization at Grimm's Natural Philosophy.
You play Dungeons and Dragons, son?
Not at all.
You don't? Do you like video games?
I don't partake in them often.
Which platform do you support? Xbox, PlayStation?
I don't have a video game platform. I don't have a video game.
What about Michael Jordan? He wore number 23. That worked out for him pretty good.
Yeah. What about him?
It did work out pretty well for him. In fact, I worked on the Michael Jordan cologne when it was launched with Bijan Fragrances.
Oh. So you had like a regular job?
Yeah, the American Marketing Association gave me an Edison Award for the launch of the Michael Jordan cologne. Huh.
He's difficult to pigeonhole, isn't he?
What did you do in regards to the Michael Jordan cologne?
I appreciate you asking. I worked on the primary and secondary packaging and the overall strategic planning.
Wow. Is the number 23 dangerous?
Absolutely.
It is dangerous.
23.
So the fact that this is the 23rd, is this a more dangerous day than any other day?
It's only a more dangerous day when people begin Googling and investigating into the FNORD, the number 23. When people start treating
it as a video threat. What is a FNORD?
A FNORD is an intentional pattern disruption.
Isn't that a big, deep body of water? Don't they have them in Norway?
Do you like? They have fjords in Norway. They do have fjords. They also have fjords.
Do you like women?
They're less recognized.
Do you like women?
Absolutely.
Who doesn't like women? When was the last time you were with a woman and she was with you of her own free will?
Okay.
What about a 23-year-old woman?
You know, you gentlemen are having a lot of fun, and I'm grateful for that. It gives me an opportunity to promote GetForgiven.com, which is a wonderful alternative to exorcisms. I've been doing a lot of interviews with fundamental Christian organizations.
Right. So you believe in demonic possession?
You know, if you go to GetForgiven.com, I think it offers a wonderful alternative to what priests would say is appropriate when you feel that you have.
But
demonic.
But my question to you is, do you believe in demonic possession?
I've certainly come across people that appear to me as demonically possessed.
What would you think of someone who claimed that they were having a heart attack, claimed that they were having an out-of-body experience, they were shaking like, what's her name, Linda Blair in that movie. They go to the hospital, and as it turns out, there's nothing wrong with them at all. Not a heart attack, not a pinched nerve. Yet, all of this unfolded on the 23rd. What would you think of a person like that? Went to the hospital with symptoms that led him to think he was having a heart attack.
Then the doctors came back and concluded there was absolutely nothing wrong, and it might not even be a pinched nerve. It might be nothing at all.
This guy is, he's our friend. He works on the show. His name is Rob.
I would suggest that they go to woundedninja.com and read the number 23, Robert Anton Wilson's final book.
All right, now what is in it? Can you just, in a sentence, can you tell us what's that book about?
It's about the power of the focus on the number 23.
So if everybody starts focusing on the number 23, something bad's going to happen.
It's not necessarily bad, but it's going to change your relationship with reality.
I like a book that starts out about a boy and his dog. You can never go wrong if a book starts out. This book is about a boy and his dog.
Like Old Yeller?
You never get let down by that.
No. Bambi?
Not a dog, Mike, but all.
But wasn't there a dog in it?
Yes, but Bambi was not a dog.
Well, I know Bambi wasn't
a dog. Are you
thinking
about the movie where the dogs ate spaghetti, Lady and the Tramp?
No, I'm thinking about, wasn't there like a golden retriever or a dog in the movie Bambi that the kid had? Kid didn't have a dog? Oh, no, that's right, because he took Bambi on as a, huh?
No,
I don't know. I don't remember any of that crap.
23.
Welcome back, though.
23. Am I invoking any type of antimatter towards me by saying over and over again, I love 23? 23. And would the show on Fox be a hit if it was named 23 instead of 24? Why are there 24 hours in a day, not 23?
You know, one of the things that Robert Anton Wilson leaves us with...
Can we leave him out of this?
...is the notion that there are three types of ideas. Those that are knowable, those that are not knowable, and those that are absurd. And I do find that the majority of people spend so much of their time with absurd questions that are not knowable.
That are not knowable. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Is there anything we can do to guard against the evils of the number 23?
Absolutely.
Tell us right now.
Not Google the word snored, F-N-O-R-D. Don't Google
Now, wait a minute. But don't you realize
you're doing?
You're
a common huckster. What you're trying to do is carny us into giving out your website and have people Google this word that you obviously want them to Google.
I'm one of the authors of Covert Persuasion. This is what I do for a living.
So
of course I'm a carny huckster.
So you're trying to get people to Google the word snored. What's going to happen if people Google the word snored?
If enough people Google the word snored, perhaps the established consensus reality and those that go to church so regularly and diligently will question the reality in which they're told from some guy in the front of the room wearing a funny suit.
And let me just say...
So you don't believe in organized religion.
Let me just say to that...
Are you having a psychotic episode?
I have a question, Penn. You just said that you're a carny huckster, so really, the number 23 is just driving people to your website so you can close down all religion?
When I had a break from reality after reading Robert Anton Wilson's The Illuminati.
I told you, let's leave him out of this. I was talking to my friend Lee Harvey Oswald today, and he said to me, when you have this carny on the phone, ask him how come when you go to the boardwalk, you can never throw the baseball and knock down the 3 metal milk jugs. Why is that?
It's because we weight the baseball so that it throws funny.
He knows that right away.
That's correct.
How do you make money on the guess my weight thing?
You know, we give away funny-looking ties that don't cost us anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
you ever done maintenance on a tilt-a-whirl?
When the Magic Castle awarded me the Award of Merit, making me the youngest recipient in the history of the award, no, I have never received one.
What are the ingredients of a funnel cake?
You've got a funnel and you've got a cake.
See, you
lost me there.
You almost passed the carny quiz.
What are the ingredients of a funnel cake?
I don't know, but you would know if you were on the boardwalk all the time.
I think it's batter fried in oil. I think it's as simple as that. It's dough. Who's the craziest person or the most dangerous person that we would know living in America right now? Who should we be afraid of?
I would put Cheney on the top of the list.
Dick Cheney?
Yes, sir.
All right, don't get political. How about in the realm of entertainment?
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Entertainment. Like actors, you know, movie actors.
I'm surprised that you exclude politics from entertainment. I think that politics is one of our greatest theatrical.
Yes, Dr. Strangelove, how very deep that is. I would like to keep this a little lighter, though, please. Pick an entertainer. Who's an entertainer who is deadly to us?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, is Jim Carrey deadly to us for doing this movie?
I think that Jim Carrey is deadly to us because he takes deep and important issues and people are able to write it off as entertainment. And he mixes genres where the number 23 is taken very seriously by a lot of chaos magicians. He brings the satanic element to it. And when you mention the word Satan, many people shut down.
Why is the number 23? Why is the number 23 taken seriously by magicians?
The number 23 is taken seriously because it started as a fabulous joke. William S. Burroughs, Timothy Leary, and Robert Anton Wilson.
Timothy Leary, I know that name.
Yeah.
And there we go again with that other guy with 3 names.
They were hanging out in San Francisco.
Of course.
And there was somebody trying to hang with them.
Yes.
And the person was just being a nincompoop. And so William S. Burroughs,
I have to make an announcement right now. There's some bad acid out there in the crowd. It's brown. Do not take the brown tabs.
And so William S. Burroughs said as a joke to this gentleman, you know, the number 23 is the open symbol of the Illuminati. And this poser
which said, gets 23 miles per gallon. Alex P.
And so
Keaton.
It became a running joke with them that the number 23 was the open symbol of the Illuminati. Right. And Robert Anton Wilson went so far to create.
And Alex P. Keaton is a great Republican.
Man, you are really heavy on this website, though. It says, don't see this movie if you value your sanity or the safety of your soul. Are you being paid by the studios to do this? So that
wish I was. If I were, I would certainly brag about it.
It sounds like one of those studio plots. Remember when Scarface came out,
right,
and they said this is a horrible movie to see because it's so incredibly violent? They doubled their tickets with that. They absolutely did.
I feel this question.
This is a shameless self-promotion for my novel, Poker Without Cards.
But listen.
Poker Without Cards.
Listen to this guy, though.
He's all over the place.
The only place that this guy can get booked on is a stupid show like this. This cannot be a plant for the movie studio.
I'm curious.
But he says, don't see the movie if you value your sanity or the safety of your soul. That just seems to me pretty well out there. What is the deal
I
with
said
that?
The same thing about the movie The Queen.
here's what will really surprise you. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm the author of a best-selling business book called Think Two Products Ahead.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's a good book.
Think Two Products Ahead.
What is your opinion? I must know. What is your opinion of the Pope?
My opinion of the Pope is that he does some wonderful classic bits. You know, when he does those blessings, I go, man, that's just, he's doing that one again? Oh, that's fantastic. That's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. If the Pope were an atheist, do you think he would run the Vatican differently?
You know, you're the second atheist that I know of that says he's a magician.
That's true.
Why do you think I'm an atheist?
because you're a magician.
But I don't view myself as an atheist. I'm not an atheist.
Oh, you're not an atheist.
What God do you believe in, friend?
Yes, what God do you worship?
There is a power that is beyond my comprehension,
okay. And
that one unifying power would be diminished if we tried to put a name or a label on it.
I will tell you the name of my God. Please listen to me now. His name is Simon Cowell. I worship at his feet.
I'm still unclear.
Hold on, Rob. The movie actually comes out today, right?
Yes.
So if people come out of the theater and start speaking in tongues, writhing on the ground, will you feel vindicated?
They should immediately go to getforgiven.com.
He doesn't really believe it.
This guy is no better than the creep who you think might touch your kids when you put them on a merry-go-round at the end of the boardwalk. Really. You say, that's okay, I'll buckle my kids in myself.
Well, he's certainly gotten his website. Which is the more important website for you?
The most important website would be IamTheMedium.com.
I am the medium.
Do you find Haley Joel Osment to be attractive?
that laugh can only mean one thing. That's interesting. Uh-huh. Are you forgiven?
My mom was Anthony Robbins' second publicist, so I've got a lot of work to do. In fact, there was something that's even scarier than her being Anthony Robbins' second publicist.
What's that?
You probably aren't going to be able to forgive me for this.
Mm-hmm.
What? She helped create Richard Simmons.
Really?
Wow.
You mean she gave birth to him, or are you speaking career-wise she helped launch Richard Simmons?
She helped launch Richard Simmons. He was a guest star back at the time on General Hospital.
He is a plague!
And his shorts that he wears have 23 stripes on them.
Mm-hmm.
23 stains.
They absolutely do.
and Richard Simmons is a fnord.
Richard Simmons is a fnord.
He is a fnord! I was right! I didn't even know. I was just guessing.
You were right.
On the 23rd of December, I interviewed my mom, and people can listen to the interview at couragemom.com.
How many websites are you going to promote?
What is the
23?
23 of them. What is the deal behind the success of Whack-A-Mole?
I have no idea. It's got to be related to the number 23.
What is your favorite classic magic trick?
I would have to say that it would be the butterfly levitation, in which a woman in a butterfly costume would go center stage and begin to float into midair and suddenly evaporate into nothingness. Mm. And the fact that they could perform that illusion in the 1920s, it must have just been phantasmic.
What does blood taste like?
Anytime?
What does blood taste like?
It's more bitter than I imagined.
What I love
is that Catholics every Sunday wind up tasting blood, because when they go and do their communion, aren't they literally drinking the blood of Christ?
Well, it's ceremonial blood.
Not literally.
It's grape juice most times.
They view that's literally the blood of Christ.
Well, I never paid attention when I was in Catholic school. So.
Well, the word for that is... They literally believe that the cracker has metamorphosized.
Hey, let's not bring this down to a racial level. There's no need to call names.
A cracker.
Jesus may not have been white.
Well, Don, if you go to my website, crackerismetamorphosized.com.
How old
isn't
are
that
you?
Weird that we had metamorphosis on the show yesterday?
Yeah. Yes.
And is it strange that I bought that DVD that just came out today, The Prestige?
Yes.
Isn't that about magicians?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Magicians.
The thing with Hugh Jackman, is that
yes.
his movie? Yes.
I bought that today. I didn't know this guy was going to be on the show. Yay!
When you hear the name Hugh Jackman, do you think the same thing I do immediately, sir? You know what I mean.
It reminds me of IP Freely.
Right.
Very good.
Well,
he's just on the edge
I like
there.
Him.
How old are you, sir?
39.
39. His name is Howard Campbell. He'll fascinate you.
All right.
Well,
I'm trying to do a numerology thing with the number 39, but I'm not getting. No. What date were you born?
January 31st.
How old were you when you got your driver's license?
Did he just say January 41st?
31st.
31st. All right.
How old were you when you got your driver's license?
16.
And 16 from 39 is?
23.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Pretty good job. Pretty good job.
If you read Poker Without Cards, you will find many of the threads that you'll see in the movie, the number 23.
And right. If you read Toilet Without Paper, you will read that we must break, and we thank you for your time. Hmm? And if you read...
And there's that tribute to our listeners. Mouth without teeth. We're very fond of that one.
So read my book.
You're a very interesting lad.
Very.
You don't know where that finger has been. That's the name of my book. And go to my website, yourcrazy.com. Thank you for being on the show, Howard.
Good luck, Howard.
Appreciate your time and considerations. Put through without cards.
Thank,
peace out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You good got luck, it. Man. Jesus Christ. Goodbye.
How many websites? Did we get four? Five?
More than that. Five.
It was very. That's what had me a little confused.
And he wants people to Google that word. He had some hard-on for that, too.
But then at the very end, it was just poker without cards.
Yeah, he said, don't.
And that sounds like something you do at, like, a bachelor party.
But Buzz, I thought he was doing, like, reverse psychology when he said,
who knows?
Don't Google that word.
But, of course, a lot of people, including myself, did as soon as he said that.
Yeah, do you feel like you might be having a demonic episode?
Watch and see.
Just a pinched nerve. There's no demons.
Oh, no.
He kept going around and around, but didn't he eventually admit that he doesn't care about the number 23? And then he...
I got that impression.
I don't know. All you should concern yourself with is that he did a little Catholic bashing, and that had to make you happy.
Anytime anyone is bashed is nice.
He's a carny.
Yeah.
Carny. Poker without cards.
Freely admits it.
Somehow that sounds dirty to me.
The show is great.
Oh, it is, but we got a break.
And that's it, folks.
It's Buzz's dream.
This show is almost over. Hip, hip, way to be.
That's 23-year-old Merrill Howard Kalin.
23 Skidoo.
All right, well, I'm glad we got the guy on the show.
He was weird and interesting.
Yeah. Kind of worth it, wasn't it?
I kind of dug it. Yeah, I did.
And you might be hearing about him on some breaking news over the weekend.
You know, there's one other thought I had about him, though. Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.